95 FM KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org. Artist in Residence. Curated DJ sets from an 88.5 FM artist every Saturday at 6 with a new artist residency every month. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Hey, everybody, this is Simmel, and this is my last week as your DJ in residency here on 88.5, the SoCal Sound. I've loved sharing stories and music and special guests with you. Let's jump in. We've only got an hour. The first song is one of mine. It's called Believer here on 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Touch me like a lover.
Hey everyone, welcome back to 88.5 The SoCal Sound. This is Simmel, your artist in residence for July. We just heard Boyhood off of the Japanese House's new record. And coming up, we have an interview with somebody who's very talented and somebody I feel lucky to have worked with. Her name is Mia Folick, and we're going to check out one of her songs off her latest record. The song is called Bad Thing, here on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
More time. I don't wanna call first thing in the morning. change the way I look so you like what you see. I've been losing weight so I could wear these doll's kill jeans. Why did I do that? Why did I do that? Nothing has changed, I'm just setting it.
The SoCal Sound. Welcome back. This is Simmel, your artist in residence. And here is my interview with Mia Folick. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Mia Folick.
Hello.
Mia, I thought I saw on Spotify, which is basically like the Bible, that you're on tour. Are you like just about to start a run or are you currently out?
I am currently in my home, as you can tell.
Yep, I can see all those books.
I leave on August 4th to start a run opening for Father John Misty and the Head and the Heart. They're doing a co-headline, and yep. I'm opening. And I'm excited, but I'm not there yet.
Okay, wait, so you're excited, but you're not mentally in tour mode?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. Do you love being home more than touring? What's your relationship with touring?
My relationship with touring keeps changing. I think the pandemic definitely changed my relationship with touring a lot. It was the first time that I really nested or created a home for myself in my entire life.
Yeah.
And I think that one thing that made touring really easy and fun and carefree for me,
yeah,
pre-pandemic was that I didn't really miss my home because I didn't really feel like I had one. I didn't take the time to make a space that felt like a home.
Yeah.
So I never missed it. I think now I miss being home. I miss my routine at home a little bit more. I think it's also hard to not acknowledge that touring has become more difficult post-pandemic. It's just more expensive.
Yeah.
And I think that I really try when I'm on the road to not think about the cost of everything, but it's really hard.
Yeah.
It's hard work. And it's so expensive.
Yeah.
And often, you know, I feel like I talk about it too much sometimes, but it's just like, it's insane. If people knew how crazy it was to tour and how expensive it was and how often artists are losing money and how much money they're losing, people would be pretty shocked.
Yeah.
For many reasons, I think I'm starting to prefer being home.
You know, it's funny. I have so many thoughts about this. When we met first and we recorded a song together at my place, you just come off, I feel like, of a very like long run of dates. And your manager or somebody booked you this like Zen Garden Airbnb down the road from me. And that was my first sort of intro to you. It's like you weren't unpleasant to be around at all, but I could tell that you were like tired from touring and maybe like grateful to have this sort of landing spot in the beautiful Northwest where I live. And I agree with you, like, in that actually I had a question I wanted to ask you that sort of relates to this. But before I ask that, I wanted to say that talking about the financial side of touring should be very normal to do. And without knowing the inner workings of your business, I'm assuming that it's kind of just you making a lot of the decisions. And as a business owner in that way, you should feel very safe speaking about it with strangers who consume your music, because I think that if anything, chances are it'll be interesting to them. Like, and then on top of that, probably give them a better understanding and respect for the business that you run, which is creating art that they like. So you and I have both supported some of the same artists, and you don't make a lot of money when you're supporting act, and then when you're headlining, you have more costs associated with that. And I'm right there with you in terms of like, what are we doing here? Like, what, how does this make sense at all? How do you feel about your career?
I'm in this place right now. I've been so focused on music as my career, and I've been so dedicated to always being on top of everything and being the best boss, as you're talking about. And in certain ways, I think that sometimes that means that Mia, the artist, or Mia, the person, comes second to this, like, I got to keep everything together. I've just got to stay on top of everything and be really responsible. I'm in this place where I'm realizing that while I think gives me some like immediate gratification because getting things done feels good to me, in terms of like the business side of things.
Yeah.
But I think that as a person and as an artist, it hasn't always felt good, because there hasn't always been room for me to just take time and let myself really think about what I want to do rather than just keep moving,
right,
moving. I'm just thinking about what I want my next record to sound like.
Yeah.
And there's kind of like two themes that are going. I'm figuring out how to marry those themes. I think one of them is like sexuality and eroticism. I don't think I've made a record yet that's like super sensual or sexy. I've just been thinking about my sexuality a lot and kind of grappling with it because I'm a queer person in a relationship with a man, and there's struggles in that. And so a lot of the music is about that and about like wanting to tap into my queer sexuality in this space that makes it a little difficult sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And wanting to tap into like my queer joy and find that again. Some of the songs are about that, and then some of the songs are about the loss of my father, which I know you can like relate to and have written about, and I'd love to just personally talk to you more about that. Those seem like two themes that are kind of difficult to marry. Those two things are actually, they're not separate, they are linked. The death of a parent can instigate some personal discoveries.
Yeah.
because you're understanding the weight of life and the gift of life, and understanding that it is, we do really just have one, and we're very lucky to have it.
When did you lose your dad?
2 years ago. It'll be 2 years in August.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Man. It still feels very fresh to me sometimes. Does it feel like ancient history to you?
When did you lose your dad?
We will come up on 3 years in the winter, so 2.5, like right around where you are as well.
To think about how every day people are losing their parents.
Yeah.
So every day the world is brand new for somebody.
Whoa.
Like for like so many people.
Yeah.
Me and my family were still like figuring out who we are now without him. There's a song that I haven't like let out yet that is like waiting to come out.
When I asked you to pick a song, you picked this song, and you said that you were like scared to pick it. And I feel like if I'm imagining what's in your head, like the fear would be that this is sort of such an unashamed pop song from an artist that has made some pop bangers before. When did you first hear this song?
I think that I'm not ashamed that it's a pop song because I love pop unabashedly. I think that it's just so popular. I think when I'm given the chance to share a song that maybe people don't know about, or maybe like put some additional ears on a small artist, then I feel bad about taking that opportunity and being like, here's a massive hit.
Yeah, no, it's good.
I'm going to shine my light on this massive hit.
So the song is called Padam Padam. It's Kylie Minogue. This song is rad, and I'm glad you picked it because I heard it, you know, way before you. And
not surprised.
No, I think you picked great songs, and thank you again for taking the time to speak with me. And I'm excited to hear what you have coming up.
Thank you. Yeah, you as well. And thanks for having me.
Here is Kylie Minogue's Padam Padam on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Shivers and butterflies, I get the shivers when didn't hear you leave. I wonder how am I still here. I don't want to move a thing, 'cause it might change my memory. Oh, I am what I am, I'll do what I want, but I can't hide, I won't go, I won't sleep, I can't breathe until you're resting here with me, and I won't leave, I can't hide, I cannot be.
I don't wanna call my friends, they might wake me from this dream, and I can't leave this bed, risk forgetting all that's been. Oh, I am what I am, I do what I want, but I
Hey, this is Simmel, and I have very much enjoyed my time as artist in residence this month at 88.5 The SoCal Sound. This station is listener supported, so if you like what you hear, subscribe tonight at thesocalsound.org. We're going to take a minute to thank some underwriters, and I will be back shortly with more great music on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Stay tuned.
For the price of one coffee a week to wake you up, you could subscribe to The SoCal Sound and awaken everyone to exciting public radio. Subscribe today at thesocalsound.org.
Support for 88.5 The SoCal Sound is made possible by Subaru of Glendale. The Subaru Forester and Outback are ready for all of your summer adventures. At the core of Subaru of Glendale's business is their focus and attention on caring for customers, employees, and the community. In the service department, factory-trained technicians use specialized tools and genuine Subaru parts. Located on Brand Boulevard, just off the 5 and 134 freeways. Information available at SubaruofGlendale.com. That's SubaruofGlendale.com.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Broadway and Hollywood.
Les Miserables, the breathtaking production that leaves both audiences and critics awestruck. Les Miserables.
August 1st through September 10th at the Hollywood Pantages Theater, BroadwayandHollywood.com.
Support comes from the Getzman Group,
celebrating 25 years of helping companies in all areas of finance and accounting with professional staffing solutions. Information at GetzmanGroup.com. GOETZMAN Group.com.
Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do.
Celebrating David Bowie features Peter Murphy, former Bowie music director Adrian Belew, Scroat, and many more. Together, they'll interpret Bowie's greatest hits, emphasizing his Ziggy Stardust proto-punk era, his Berlin Trilogy records, and his later Trent Reznor-infused years. Thanks to our friends at Nederlander Concerts, the SoCal Sound is giving away tickets to see Celebrating David Bowie on October 7th at the Theatre at Ace Hotel. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at the SoCalSound.com. No purchase is necessary. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com. Celebrating David Bowie. The Theatre at Ace Hotel, October 7th.
The SoCal Sound is excited to tell you about our partnerships with the Los Angeles Regional Food Bank and Second Harvest Food Bank in Orange County. When subscribing to the SoCal Sound with $10 or $20 monthly, rather than taking a thank you gift, you can opt to help provide meals for people who struggle with food insecurities. Please support the SoCal Sound and help others in need through the LA Regional Food Bank or Second Harvest Food Bank in Orange County online at thesocalsound.org/support.
Fiercely independent public radio. 88.5 The SoCal Sound. You're listening to a DJ residency, an hour of hand-picked songs from a new artist every month, each Saturday night at 6. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
I wanna drive down the BCH with the radio up and the windows down. I wanna get kissed in the pouring rain and push past the pain cause it drowned me out. Please don't ask me for answers. I'm still 16 for a little while, and I'm a Saturn, a Cancer. Started old as a child. Those days are in a drawer in the CD case. Press play when I say, run it, go. Time will turn on me sometimes, but I'll be fine. So tell me I'm tonight and take me high. I wanna feel nostalgic right inside. In a Letterman jacket, pretend that I'm in the mean girl scene. Pour me the punch and I'll get drunk, confessing like a teenage drama queen. Make it feel like a movie, even just for a little while. Reality is confusing, they don't say that to a child. Those days are in a drawer in the CD case. Press play when I say. CD case, press play when I say,
run it.
Never went to football games on Fridays. I missed like 3 years of my high school phase. I'm feeling like I've missed out on life. Even though I know those years ain't paradise. I don't have friends my age, and I'm the only minor in my grade. I'm feeling like I'm losing track of time. Feels like everything I have is on the line, on line. I try my best to go to sleep, but the past is still in front of me. My energy is wasted on my phone. The piercing light of blue and white control my mind like kryptonite, killing every cell down to the bone. And my high school wake remains unknown. I've never been asked to prom, and my built-in best friend is my mom. I'm thinking about the things I wish I did, 'cause now that I'm no longer a kid. I try my best to go to sleep, but the past is still in front of me. My energy is wasted on my phone. The piercing light of blue and white control my mind like kryptonite, killing every cell down to the bone. And my high school wake still unfolds. Ooh. Bottom of this deep blue lake, my high school wake remains my own.
Welcome back to 88.5 The SoCal Sound. This is Simmel, your artist in residence this month. That last song was called High School Wake by a newer artist named Zia Victoria, who I have had the pleasure of writing with and watching her career grow over the last couple of years. And she joins me today. Welcome to the show, Zia.
We first met on like a blind writing setup date where
yes.
We work with some of the same people, but this is like, do you remember when that was? Was it like 2 years ago?
I think I was like 15.
Oh my gosh.
Are that young?
Just a baby. Okay, well, since all that time has passed, you, and this is something we have in common, are you signed to Warner Chappell?
I am.
Okay, so I'm not anymore, but when I was in my first band, that was like the first big contract we ever signed, and it basically helped us operate as our own little indie label for a while. So how are you finding Warner Chappell? That's a big deal.
Yeah, I think around the time that like we wrote, I think I was like 15 turning 16. That's when like we really like started like being serious about that. And we signed, I think like a week or two after my 16th birthday.
Crazy.
I did high school online for all of high school pretty much. So I wasn't really able to focus completely on the writing because I needed to like get my, you know, my high school diploma.
Your childish things out of the way.
Yeah. So now that that's out of the way, now that I'm 18 and that I'm finally out of high school, I'm really able to just like focus on this full time. You know, I just put out my first project, which I'm really excited about. And now
it came out last week, right?
Yeah, it came out on July 21st.
Okay.
It's called 05 Baby. It's an 8-song EP, so it's a big EP. The whole vibe that I wanted people to get from the EP is a vibe of nostalgia and coming of age, and that's really what it is. It's taking all of these old movies, not really that old, but like, I mean, movies that are like 18 years old when I was born, like 2005, 2004, like yeah. The Notebook and Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen and Mean Girls, and really putting that into the music and romanticizing your life.
It's funny and really sweet in a non-patronizing way hearing you talk about movies that you grew up with that, like, to me might be a little bit not that old, but it's sweet because very few artists and people get to sort of like release songs from when they're younger and being able to look back on that and realize how much you've grown. And in your case, I mean, how old were you when you wrote your first song?
My first song, I think I wrote when I was 8.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You waited so long to get into it. Okay. So let's take a song like Daydream that you wrote when you were, would you say 14?
14. Yeah.
Yeah. And now 4 years later, which a ton happens in this time of your life, it's so sweet that you like are not like, oh, well, that was when I was 14. Like, I don't want to share that with the world because I'm like so much better now or like whatever. I think it's awesome that you are putting your flag in the ground, being like, no, like this is good. And it needs to be out there for myself, let alone all the people who it will connect with.
I look back at these songs as chapters in my life, like you would a diary. I know that's like a cliche thing to say in songwriting, but it's true. You look back and you flip open a page in a diary and you're like, oh my gosh, I remember like that was 3 years ago. I wonder what I was feeling. And then you read it. And then you think about, oh my gosh, well, I got through that. I remember what I did after that. And now I'm here.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people have different opinions about what it means to sort of set a goal or set an intention or whatever. Like the way that you're going about it is really special in that you have these bookmarks or these pages in a diary to look back to. Clearly, like being in LA and doing the online school thing while you're shaping this career that you're now currently active in is just really incredible. And I think it's unique to be able to create something good at the same time as being really ambitious and like driven. Those are hard things to marry. And I'm really impressed by you. So
thank you.
We heard some of your music and then I asked you to pick some songs that you were into. You picked Bruises by Renee Rapp and I Wish You Would by Taylor Swift. First of all, have you seen Taylor on this tour yet?
I have.
Okay.
Oh my God. I'm actually going for a third time.
Third time?
Yeah, it's that good. There's really no words to describe it. I mean, I've been a Swiftie my whole life.
Yeah.
To have that stamina.
I know, it's nuts.
I'm like 30-minute sets jumping on stage and I'm tired. I'm like, she's going 3 hours.
Yeah, I don't even jump in my shows and I'm tired at the end of it.
What's her workout routine?
I don't
like,
know.
How does she, what does she do after show? Like, I'm so like genuinely intrigued and I want to know the secret sauce.
Oh yeah, for sure.
One of my favorite songs by Taylor Swift is Maroon. And it was between those two today. I was like, should we play Maroon or I Wish You Would?
Okay.
And I feel like I Wish You Would is it's just a song lately that I've been thinking a lot about, but both of them are kind of similar, to be honest. Like it's kind of that yeah. feeling of losing someone and reminiscing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of going through that right now.
Mm.
I just went through a breakup. So I'm like, kind of, I've been writing a lot and
yeah.
growing pains.
Hey, no, it's part of it. And it's part of that diary that you want to keep or you don't. Like sometimes yeah. you can like rip out pages and be like, all right, well, went through that. Don't need to revisit that. Or it can be this tender and meaningful time like that will teach you beyond your years. You're already somebody who has this like incredible ability to be in touch with like things that maybe other people of your age aren't in touch with. And so you going through a breakup is going to look so different for some other people. And to be able to share songs about it will help so many people, I'm sure, digest when they go through it.
Here's I Wish You Would by Taylor Swift on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
2 a.m. in your car. Windows down, you pass my street, the memories start. You say it's in the past, you drive straight ahead. You're thinking that I hate you now, cause you still don't know what I never said. I wish you would come back, wish I never hung up the phone like I did. I wish you knew that I'd never forget you as long as I live. I wish you were right here, right now, it's all good. I wish you were right. It's 2 a.m.
2 a.m. Here we are. See your face, hear my voice in the dark. We're a crooked love in a straight line down. Makes you wanna run and hide, but it made us turn right back around. I wish you would come back. Wish I never hung up the phone like I did. I wish you knew that I'd never forget you as long as I live. And I wish you were right here, right now. It's all good. I wish you would.